This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The amygdala hijack, and its physical tells, how stress overrides body control. Why your body betrays you before your brain can stop it. In short, when the amygdala hijack fires, your body moves before your mind can catch up. Stress produces involuntary physical signals, posture shifts, jaw tension, broken eye contact, and self-soothing gestures that broadcast your inner state to everyone in the room. These physical tells are not character flaws. They are hardwired survival responses. Others read your body language before they process your words. You can learn to interrupt the cascade, but only if you know what to look for first. Definition: the amygdala hijack body response is the involuntary takeover of physical self-control that occurs when the brain's threat center fires before the rational brain can engage. Posture, gesture, breathing, and facial expression all shift without conscious instruction, broadcasting stress to anyone watching. What most people understand about stress and the body. Most people know that stress shows up physically. You have felt it yourself: the tight chest before a difficult meeting, the dry mouth when someone challenges you publicly, the heat that rises in your face when criticism catches you off guard. That much is common knowledge. What people really understand is the precise sequence of events that produces those sensations. They think of stress as something that clouds their thinking. What they do not realize is that it physically hijacks the body's motor system first, sending signals they never consciously chose to send. The amygdala hijack is not just a mental event. It is a full-body broadcast that begins in the nervous system and ends in your posture, your face, and your hands. That is the distinction worth spending time on. Because if you only understand stress as a thought problem, you will keep trying to solve it by thinking your way through it. And by the time you're thinking clearly again, your body has already told the room everything. The mechanism beneath the physical tells. Here is what actually happens when the threat response fires. The amygdala, a small structure deep in the brain, detects what it interprets as danger. It does not wait for confirmation from the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for reason and judgment. It acts immediately, flooding the body with cortisol and adrenaline. Those hormones produce physical changes at speed. Blood redirects from the extremities toward the large muscle groups. The jaw tightens. The shoulders elevate toward the ears and roll inward to protect the throat and chest. Breathing shifts from slow diaphragmatic breath to shallow chest breathing, which reduces oxygen to the brain and makes clear thinking harder still. The eyes, drawn by the instinct to scan for threat, struggle to hold steady contact with another person's gaze. Every one of those physical changes is a body language signal. None of them were chosen. All of them are visible. The freeze response adds another layer. Some people, rather than moving toward or away from a perceived threat, lock up entirely. Their gestures stop. Their posture becomes rigid. Their face flattens. To anyone watching, this reads as hostility, arrogance, or emotional shutdown, none of which may be accurate. I cover the mechanics of this hijack in detail in Say It Right Every Time, particularly the gap between what you intend to communicate and what your body actually broadcasts under pressure. Understanding the gap is the first step toward closing it. What the hijack looks like in real situations. Sit with these for a moment, because I have seen every one of them play out in real conversations. A senior manager receives unexpected pushback in a team meeting. His words stay measured, but his chin drops, his arms cross tightly, and one hand moves to grip the opposite forearm. He has no idea he has done any of this. His team reads it as defensiveness, and the conversation closes down before it needed to. A colleague receives critical feedback from someone she respects. She genuinely wants to hear it, but her jaw sets, her eye contact drops, and she begins touching her collarbone repeatedly. To the person delivering the feedback, she looks unreceptive. The feedback shortens. She gets less of what she needed because her body told a story she was not trying to tell. A junior team member is asked a question he was not expecting. He freezes. His shoulders round, his head tilts down, and he breaks eye contact. He is simply thinking. But in the room, people read uncertainty and lack of confidence. His credibility takes a hit in those few seconds. If you want to understand how these moments ripple outward into group dynamics, the article on Signs Your Team's Amygdala Hijack Problem is Destroying Synergy in Real Time shows exactly what this looks like at a collective level. Why the body speaks before the brain does. The reason the body moves first is not weakness, it is architecture. The amygdala has a faster neural pathway to the body's motor system than the prefrontal cortex does. In evolutionary terms, this made perfect sense. If your ancestors waited to reason through a threat before their body reacted, they did not survive long enough to become your ancestors. The problem is that the system cannot distinguish between a predator in the grass and a difficult conversation in a meeting room. The brain receives the same category of signal threat. The body produces the same category of response protect and prepare. Your posture shifts into a defensive configuration. Your face contracts. Your breathing changes. And all of this happens in fractions of a second. This is why understanding what the amygdala hijack is and how it escalates workplace tension matters so much before you try to manage the physical response. You cannot regulate something you have not first understood. There is also a reciprocal loop worth noting. Your body does not just broadcast to other people. It broadcasts back to your brain. Research aside, I have observed this consistently over decades. When you hold a collapsed, closed posture, your sense of threat deepens. The physical state reinforces the emotional state. The body and brain are in constant conversation, and during a hijack, that conversation spirals unless you interrupt it deliberately. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What the people around you are reading. This is the part that tends to hit hardest when people truly take it in. Your colleagues, your manager, your direct reports, they are reading your physical tells in real time, and they are doing it largely beneath conscious awareness, through instinct shaped by millions of years of reading other humans for signs of threat or safety. When your shoulders rise and your gaze drops, people feel it before they name it. They sense that something is wrong. They adjust. Some become cautious. Some escalate. Some disengage entirely. The nonverbal communication in tense situations carries more weight than the words being spoken, and it is the physical layer that others absorb first. This is also why the common advice to just stay calm fails so reliably. Telling yourself to appear calm while your nervous system is in full physiological arousal does not change what your body is doing. It adds a second layer of pressure on top of the first, interrupting the cascade before it runs. The good news is that the physical tells can be interrupted, not eliminated, but interrupted. And the interruption has to happen at the physical level, not the cognitive one. Here's what I have seen work and what I teach. These three actions are physical, not conceptual. Exhale slowly and fully before you speak, not a deep inhale, an exhale. Releasing breath activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which counteracts the cortisol surge. Your jaw will soften slightly. Your shoulders will lower. Place both feet flat on the floor and feel the ground beneath you. This sounds too simple to matter. It is not. Grounding your physical weight interrupts the freeze or flight posture and anchors your body in the room rather than in the threat response. Open your hands deliberately. Closed fists, crossed arms, and gripped objects all reinforce the defensive posture. Opening your hands, resting them loose on the table or at your sides, sends a signal back to your brain that the environment is safe enough to relax slightly. For conflict situations specifically, the article on how to handle conflict during meetings gives you a practical framework for managing the full interaction once you have steadied the physical response. The core framework is worth studying alongside these physical tools. It gives you a cognitive anchor to reach for once the body begins to settle. And the 3-second pause is one of the simplest physical interruptions available. It is long enough to slow the breath and check the posture before a word leaves your mouth. When the trigger is feedback rather than open conflict, the same principles apply. The article on how to use the core framework when feedback triggers a defensive reaction shows how to apply the grounding when the hijack is triggered by something someone says about your performance. Building somatic awareness as a practice. You cannot manage a physical response you have never learned to notice. That is the skill beneath the skill. Somatic awareness simply means the ability to sense what your body is doing in real time. Most professionals have almost none of it in high-pressure moments. They are so locked in cognitive processing, choosing words, tracking reactions, managing the agenda, that the body runs on autopilot until the hijack is already well underway. The practice is straightforward, though not easy. After any tense conversation, sit for 2 minutes and ask yourself, where did my body go during that exchange? Did my shoulders move? Did my breathing change? Did I stop making eye contact? Did I touch my face or neck? Write it down if you need to. Repeat this enough times and the pattern becomes visible. You start to recognize your own earliest tells, the first small signals that precede the full hijack. Once you know your pattern, you can catch it earlier. And catching it earlier means the cascade is shorter and the physical broadcast to the room is briefer. You will not eliminate the response, but you will shrink the window in which it runs your body without your knowledge. Say It Right Every Time lays out a progressive 6-day practice structure that builds exactly this kind of real-time awareness over time. Frequently asked questions. What is the amygdala hijack body language response? The amygdala hijack body language response is the set of involuntary physical signals your body produces when the brain perceives threat. It includes postural collapse, jaw tightening, shallow breathing, and broken eye contact, all triggered before conscious thought can intervene. How does stress override conscious body control? Stress activates the autonomic nervous system, which governs physical responses below conscious awareness. Blood moves to major muscle groups, the jaw tightens, posture shifts defensively, and micro-expressions flicker across the face before the thinking brain has formed a single word in response. What are the most common physical tells of an amygdala hijack? The most common physical tells include shoulder elevation and rounding, jaw clenching, a sudden drop in eye contact, self-soothing gestures like touching the neck or face, shallow chest breathing, and a forward or backward lean that reflects either fight or flight. Can you control your body language during an amygdala hijack? Full control is not possible once the hijack is underway, but you can interrupt it. A deliberate pause, a slow exhale, and a conscious check of your posture can slow the physiological cascade and restore enough regulation to regain intentional body control within seconds. Why do other people notice your stress before you do? Because the physical tells precede conscious awareness. Your shoulders rise, your jaw sets, and your eye contact breaks before your thinking brain registers the threat. The people around you read those signals through instinct, often before you have processed what triggered you. How does the amygdala hijack affect body language in workplace conflict? In workplace conflict, the hijack produces defensive posture, reduced eye contact, and self-soothing gestures that others read as disengagement or hostility. These unintended signals can escalate tension even when your words remain calm and measured. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.